This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. You know, one of the things people don't get about Talk Radio, you have brilliant people listening with access to stuff and bang, particularly with social media, texting, and Guy Shiraki is one of those. Just texted me a few moments ago when we were talking with Wally Zimalong about hiding the training materials for teachers, DEI in Downingtown, and calling it trade secrets. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Well, what's wrong with the people in Downingtown? What kind of people do you have working there? Guy mentions, though, that Governor Wolf, the Wolfman, Wolfman Hack, he's the one that vetoed the bill that got through that said these things should be put online, that parents should have access. He said that was dangerous for people to see it. I agree with Scott Jennings, who on Twitter has this ongoing series, his new book, How Are We Ever Going to Lose? How are we going to lose to these people? Parents can't see it. It's dangerous. All right, let's go to Lana in Philly on the side question today. Second axe given David Hasselhoff, somebody who did something major, maybe outside their original field. Let's go to Lana. Hey, Lana, afternoon to you.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well.
I like your show very much, and I really enjoy watching you on Sundays on Inside Insights. And my person is President Zelensky. He was an actor, comedian, and he became president.
Yes, that is a very good one. Trump became president, then became a comedian with the stuff that he does at events. So it works both ways. But, Lana, yeah, Zelensky is a real good example. I hope you're watching Inside Story this Sunday. Thanks, Lana, very much. Yeah, Zelensky would be a good example. By the way, on that note, President Trump today on Truth Social, and this shows, I'm glad he did this. This really pushes back on some of the complaints. He threatened Russia with large-scale sanctions, all kinds of sanctions, as punishment for absolutely pounding Ukraine. In other words, Trump seems to be more than suggesting, he pretty much said in this Truth Social post, look, Putin, I went out there with this. We're going to get a deal. Let's not just badmouth Putin. And then you excessively bomb the Capitol and things of that nature. We're not going to have that. If you do it again, then we're going to put every sanction we can put on you and double it as much as we can. All right? So we'll see what Putin does. We'll see if he calms down on this. But I thought that was a good balance to put that out on Truth Social this morning. All right, let's go.
There were some updates in the press conference as well from the
Yes.
office. Here's some audio.
Yeah.
In Ukraine.
That's right.
Why not provide Ukraine with air defenses? And what happens, Mr. President, when Ukraine runs out of
Patriot missile batteries? Good question. Because I have to know that they want to settle. I don't know that they want to settle. If they don't want to settle, we're out of there. because we want them to settle. And I'm doing it to stop debt, more important than anything else. Secondarily, way down the line is the money. So we're in for $350 billion, and Europe is in for $100 billion. They should be in for the same or more than us. And, you know, I watched over the last week or so what's going on in Europe. This thing could end up in World War III if we don't get it settled.
All right. So, again, I'm pointing on Truth Social, though, the other side of this. The side that Biden couldn't threaten Putin with. That's good also. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. And Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Good afternoon, Dom.
Good afternoon.
You doing the high jump, Joe?
Yes.
No, but, I mean, what are you going to do? You have Johnny Zeep put it, get one of those inflatable pads out there where you can land on?
You know what, Johnny? I sure he has some in the back if we ask. I'm thinking a beer keg run would be the thing.
He'll accommodate you. You know that.
We can get like a bag of potatoes for you to land on or something.
Well, I did like he had a parking space for him, and he blocked it with mullable beer kegs the last time down there. That was a nice touch.
Hey, Dom, you know, watching that Charlie Kirk interview yesterday,
yes,
he proved so far superior to Newsom. It was beautiful. It was awesome to watch. It was just incredible to watch. He took total control. He told Newsom when to stifle it and, you know, when to talk. He proved he proved the adult in the room. But what he did prove to me was, we've been saying that approach that Newsom and his, you know, fellows take is what's wrong with America. I go a step further. It's what's dangerous, and I'm glad to see people start using the word evil. That is what's evil in America now. That word was taboo. It's not anymore. It's out there.
Well, look, I'm glad you agree that Kirk going back and forth with him and him breaking now, there's all kind of repercussions with Democrats today because he said, no, it's fairness. They're calling upon him issue an executive order. He's not getting away with it. So, Joe, who's your person?
Well, I was going to, in the name of Newsom, I was going to flip-flop until one of my compatriots on YouTube mentioned. So I'm going to stick with my original, Paul Newman.
Yeah.
You know, he went from acting to the racing field to the salad dressing business.
All-timer. That's
more
a real
than
good
just
one.
Salad dressing?
Oh, yeah. Paul Newman salad is a huge thing. Yes. All right, coming up, the man I've been waiting for, James Fishback. This is the guy we've been talking about, had the dream, give 20% back to Americans in the savings from Doge. I'm going to ask him, is that real money? Let's get the answers next on Talk Radio 1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, The man is finally here. He's very busy, and he's in the center ring. We couldn't wait to get James Fishback with us, the CEO of Azoria. Is it Azoria or Azora? Azoria. Here on Talk Radio 1210. He is somebody intimately involved with all the Doge stuff. James, welcome to Philadelphia, and thank you for taking time out to join us.
My pleasure, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's Dom. Dan's a producer, James. James, the company that you started, one thing that I read about you, very young when you did this, that this was to promote the idea of investing in companies that were non-DEI?
That's correct. And not just because it's not ethical to invest in companies that hire on race and gender. It's a terrible investment decision to say, we're going to invest in a company that is not committing to hiring the best and brightest, but instead, Dom, is committing to hiring based on who will look like the best person for the Model UN tournament that the company is hosting. That's completely inappropriate, and it's an awful business decision. That's what we're doing at Azoria.
I think that's right. And too often, the other side doesn't say, hey, this is a social good. They try to tell us it's more beneficial as an investor to invest in something like that. And if it's not meritocracy, you're exactly right. So, James, how is it you got into Doge? Were you in the Trump campaign somehow or another?
So I was, you know, I've been friends with Vivek Ramaswamy for a couple years now. And okay. when President Trump won and started talking to Vivek and Elon about this idea of the Department of Government Efficiency, I was working with Vivek, advising him, as I had during his campaign on economic policy. And then, of course, as your listeners will know, Vivek decided to step away and run to be a great governor of Ohio. But it's always resonated with me, this idea that it's the government that is not the solution to the problem. The government is the problem itself. You've got bureaucrats in D.C. telling folks how to run businesses. You've got all sorts of administrators telling universities and school principals how to teach their kids, telling parents that they know better than parents how to teach their own kids. And so we've seen this government overreach in so many different ways. But what really Doge has kicked off is this discovery process to every single tax dollar, the recognition that the government doesn't produce income on its own. It relies entirely on taxpayers like you, me, and your listeners working hard and at the end of the year sending a check to D.C. And now it's time to right those wrongs, to identify that waste, to cut it. And as my proposal for a Doge dividend calls for, is not just to do all of that, but to actually send that money back to the hardworking taxpayers who sent it to D.C. in the first place.
Absolutely. I have to thank you. Show content, because I'm on that side of it. I see it clearly. It's stolen money one way or the other, going back to the people listening. But significant number, James, even though they're conservatives, et cetera, relatively significant. I will tell you this. We've had some listeners. They're great people, great listeners. They wanted to come out of here with a whiteboard when you were going to be on and be diagramming the opposite side. You have unleashed something here that is so good for America, because we're at least talking about this and not this idea, well, we'll just take it off the deficit or we'll reinvest it. No, we should get our own money back. Now, is it true you got this idea in a dream?
Yes, the Lord speaks to me in dreams sometimes. But, you know, I've been a macro investor and a thinker about policy for the past decade. And so I think it says a lot about what I spend my time doing during the day and then what I spend my time preoccupied during dreams. But yeah, it came to me in a dream. I pulled in our head of research. We sat down for lunch at Capitol Grill. And in 2.5 hours, we had a fleshed out proposal, which anyone can read online at mydogedividend.com. It lays it out. And I'm honored that President Trump endorses it. But I got to tell you, Dom, he deserves the credit for it. Without his historic victory, without Doge, without the savings, we wouldn't even have a Doge dividend to speak of. And so I can appreciate those arguments about debt and deficit, and I completely understand them. The debt situation is untenable, nearly $37 trillion. But here's the truth. The government has spent over the past 5 years $30 trillion in fiscal spending, $30 trillion, Dom. $21 trillion of that was directly funded by taxpayers like you, me, and your listeners.
Right.
Only 25%, roughly, of the funding is funded by the debt. And so the idea that all of this government spending is entirely debt financed, it's just not true. And so when 70% of the bill is being footed by taxpayers, we deserve a first claim on it when there is waste, fraud, and abuse. and when there's a refund overdue. And so I got to ask you a real simple question here. Do you want to pay hardworking people in East Philly, or do you want to pay China first when debt savings are upon us? When we've uncovered waste, fraud, and abuse, do you want to pay the Chinese Communist Party that gave us the Wuhan virus, or do you want to pay a hardworking couple in the suburbs of Bucks County? That's the choice, and I'm glad that President Trump sides with the hardworking taxpayer.
Now, are you a talk radio host by night or something after your day job? That was so beautifully positioned there to be provocative and true to get people going, James. Absolutely. Now, I've actually had people tell me, though, and Dan, you may want to help me here. Henry, you can jump in. They're calling my producer, Henry, particularly. Somehow or another saying, well, this isn't real money, you know, or it's already spent. Words like that. We don't even know. It's like another language. How are we getting money back when this is already spent, I guess they say?
Well, it's a good example, right? So let's talk about that $20 billion slush fund that was going to go to.
Right.
Right. That money was allocated, but it hadn't yet been spent by that organization. So the idea here, identify savings. Claw it back. That is real money. It was allocated. It wasn't spent. It was going to be spent. Whose money was it? It was the taxpayers. And so our thinking is that 20% of that money goes right back into the hands of taxpayers in the form of a check, a physical check, Dom. We don't want any of this tax rebate, tax credit nonsense.
Exactly.
It's got to be a real check. And you know whose name should be on it? President Donald J. Trump. Because without him, without the Doge dividend, without any of this, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. And so I think we need to send out physical checks. And here's another point that the president talked about, citing our proposal, Dom, which is it incentivizes the taxpayer to, one, be on board with government efficiency and identifying waste, fraud, and abuse. And as the president eloquently said on Air Force One last week, it tells the taxpayer to report waste, fraud, and abuse, to alert the government when money is being wasted. Now, why would the taxpayer do that? Because the taxpayer now has an incentive.
Exactly.
The more that Doge saves, the bigger the Doge dividend check is. This is Economics 101. We're going to make Thomas Sowell proud. Show us the incentive, and we will show you the outcome. The incentive is for the taxpayer to report government waste, and the outcome will be to now have a bigger Doge dividend check.
Now, you should be happy about this, but I'm going to tell you, James, we had on these assembly people in New Jersey. They have a Jersey Doge, and exactly to your point, and I think they picked up somehow or another from you, they want to have 20 citizens on the panel there to help them identify this. They claim, for example, $420,000 was spent on football players at Rutgers University for DoorDash. And the stuff they were ordering was wild. And the taxpayers picking up $420,000 for dinner from DoorDash for a bunch of football players.
Right. Yeah, was that crab legs? What was that exactly? We want to get to the bottom of that, right? But Sunlight is the best disinfectant, Dom. If people are so proud of all this reckless spending, then why don't we just put it all on the blockchain so the taxpayer can see the second those football players order crab legs on our credit card, we know what's up. It's the same thing with a fraud alert. When your wife goes out and buys something at Nordstrom or Neiman Marcus, we find out about it. And so this is no
different.
Whoa,
wait a minute.
Right?
Tell me about that, James. I don't have one of those. How does that work again? You have a fraud alert going on there?
Oh, I got a fraud alert. Oh, yeah, if she spends any more than $250, I get a notification right away.
Dan!
And I'm interrogating her.
Well, Dan, my producer, has a woman who's very fiscally responsible. She would have the fraud alert on him, I think. There you go.
Yeah.
So, James, what about those quack of people that say, well, this is going to be inflationary? That's the next thing we hear.
Yeah, it's a good question. So I have a lot of appreciation for that question, Dom, because of what President Biden put us through during COVID, right? Let's be honest. He spent $6 trillion of money we didn't have to fight a virus that was no worse than the flu. He shut down the economy. He shut down our businesses. He shut down our schools. He forced mandates. He contributed to a labor shortage, et cetera, et cetera. All of those macro factors, from the labor shortage to supply chain dislocations, none of them are present today. And so, yeah, when you inject heroin into the economy, when there's a massive inflationary impulse, then guess what happens? You get inflation. Now, today, what's actually happening is drill, baby, drill, lower energy prices, deregulation, and we're not spending $6 trillion on fiscal stimulus. We're actually reining things in. And President Trump and Secretary Bessent need to get credit for that. So it's a totally different macro backdrop. And then also, let's remind folks, everyone knows this, but we send out We send out checks every year to taxpayers. It's called the tax refund check. 100 million taxpayers got them last year on an average of $3,100 a check. That was not inflationary year after year. It's not going to be inflationary now. Giving people their own money back that they had just sent to D.C. this past year or the year prior is not inflationary. And the final point on this, Dom, is that when you ask people in polls, as CNBC did, what would you do with the $5,000 check? What do most people say? They say they're going to pay down debt or save up for a rainy day fund. And so we got to recognize that it isn't just the national debt that's gone up. It's household debt that's gone up under Joe Biden's regime. Why? Because people were forced out to take out more credit card debt to keep up with 20, 30, 40% higher prices. And so hardworking Americans need a break. They need to be able to pay down their own debt. And that's what this Doge dividend does. Send them back a refund. They can pay down their debt and get their household in order.
James, you believe, too, that they're ready to act in the House of Representatives imminently or very soon on a bill around this?
Yeah, I do. I was on the Hill last week, had some great meetings with senators and congressmen and got great feedback. I believe a proposed bill is imminent. And the fact that President Trump supports it, the administration does, Secretary Bessent, Elon himself, there's always going to be some Republicans who might not see the have a full appreciation and I think are rightfully skeptical about any new type of program. But this makes good sense. My grandma was a big fan of what she called grandma's economics. If you can explain it simply, like a refund when you are overcharged on your taxes, it's just that simple. Again, I go back to that question. Do you want to send the money to China in the form of a debt repayment, or do you want to send the money back to hardworking Americans?
Beautifully put. Now, for listeners, we have a lot of people in business one way or the other, James, that want to know more about your company and what we discuss with DEI. Where do they go? What do they do?
They go to investazoria.com. We are going to be launching some really fascinating, exciting ETFs, exchange-traded funds, later this spring, and I'd love to come back and talk to you about them then.
Oh, absolutely. Do you have a timeline, like April-ish or whatever? We'll make sure we contact you.
Yeah, it looks like late April, early May.
Okay.
And these are three bold new ETFs, Don. There's nothing like these exchange-traded investment funds on the market, and I can't wait for folks to be a part of them, really to co-invest. I spent 10 years working at a stuffy hedge fund. It's time now to work with Americans to build the next generation of investment products.
Are you a crypto guy?
You know, I am. I'm principally a Bitcoin guy, and the reason why is because it shares the same properties of gold. There's a fixed supply. The Fed can't print more of it. And the fact that President Trump supports it and is creating a regulatory environment for it to thrive means that this thing should continue to go up.
All right. Well, we definitely want you back, James. Just let our people know, and we'll keep a watch here. When we see this, we'll get you back on. Anytime you want to talk about this stuff, we're all ears. Thank you, James, very much.
Thank you, Dom. God bless. Have a great weekend.
James Fishback, Henry and Dan, thank you. It's a great white whale. He's landed here, and this guy was fired up. If you don't have a pulse, well, you mustn't have a pulse if you don't have a reaction to that. Did that explain a lot of it? 855-839-1210. How do you feel, Henry? Not going to call you and say, well, that's not money.
Hey, look, I've said from the beginning, I want that money. I don't care.
Exactly.
About yeah,
exactly.
The rest.
He's exactly right. Are we going to pay China more on this debt, or are we going to give it back to Americans? Oh, we got to pay China. Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. AT&T, just push pound 1210. All right, so we had the Doge guy. It was a dream how he came up with this. You have a lot of credit to President Trump, rightfully so, but this Fishback guy is... pretty interesting, to put it mildly. Okay, so your response to that, saying that we are going to see this imminently, got to get behind this and support it. I think you made a great point. Should the Chinese get that money?
Oh, well, if we don't do that,
should Americans get it? 20%, they're getting 80. And I didn't bring up Mike Johnson. I didn't want to be in politic with him. You know, I know he's connected in here, and maybe he wouldn't want to fire away. I will, though. Who the hell is Mike Johnson telling us? We're conservatives. We don't give people checks. Yeah, buddy. We'll look at your background. We'll see about that. Come on. This is something long overdue. It's stolen money. That's all that it is, up and down the line. It's even hard to track the theft and who's involved in it. It's multiple players. I'm so glad Henry and Dan were able to get this guy. It was quite a, you know, he's very tied up. But he'll come back. You can hit me with the questions you still have. I try to ask as many as were brought up. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. I wonder how many people listening do have that fraud alert, though. If the person's buying over something over $250. Dan, does that sound good to you? Or Maisie might have it on you.
Retrofitting that rat alert.
Yeah, that might be.
No, it's Maisie. Maisie's the accountant.
Yeah, so yeah. She would have it. Yeah, where is that? Well, I spent $249. That's the way to get around it. Eight times I spent it.
Yeah, move a decimal point.
Yeah, but I am great to put that on. 855-839-1210. All right. So, yes. Again, it's people that paid taxes and didn't get a bigger benefit. I don't see that's not unfair to me. All right, Susan in Chester Springs on Talk Radio 1210. How do you see it, Susan? Hi.
Hi, Dom. Well, to tell you the truth, I'll be polite and say my knickers are in a knot. My son makes less than $40,000. I researched this, and that's supposed to be not for people making under $40,000 a year. My son works full-time,
right.
Goes to school full-time, is still paying taxes on tips. $5,000 would be, like, the most amazing thing for him, would help him with school, would help him pay off debt. So, for me, it looks like it just is something that isn't going to work right, and it is not going to be fair.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know about this $40,000. I know.
Well, that's on.
Okay.
On,
okay. But I know what he has said in print, that this would be for people who are not getting a bigger benefit than they're paying into taxes. Every taxpayer would get that back. Now, some suggested, well, that's not fair. If you're not paying too much, you shouldn't get $5,000. That might be worked out in the bill. But as a broad proposition, as long as we work this in, if you're paying taxes, how do you feel about it?
Well, I think it sounds good on paper, but what if you are getting Obamacare? So you're getting $300 a month off your health care.
Right.
Is that going to be part of the bigger benefit?
No, that gets deducted. And again, if you don't pay more than that $3,600 in, you're not going to get it.
Right. All right, it sounds to me like it's going to be a mess, but I hope it works out. I really do.
There will be the bill. There will be months of negotiating, coming back and forth on this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see the exact details of the way this is going to go, look, when people say, well, Trump wants to take the tax on tips off, people say, well, wait a minute, what about me? I try to celebrate that and say we're going to come for more people, more things. Let's get this one done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I love Trump. I love Musk. What can I say? And I just have to say, he looked really hot the other night because he took all that stuff off his face.
Musk you're talking about, yeah?
Yeah, that scruff that men like to wear. It's not a beard and it's not clean. It's just scruff.
I agree with you.
But he shaved it all off.
I agree with you. Everybody looks better shaven. Absolutely. I look at Henry there and it looks like he doesn't need a shave, Dan, of course.
I'm a little scruffy right now.
Okay,
have you seen J.D. Vance without a beard?
That can't be.
He has a weak chin.
No,
thing
it's hair pal. Like, you look at a picture of him and you tell me that people don't look better with a beard.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Well, he has a weaker, what you talk about.
Yeah, the weak chin.
With the chin type of thing.
Yeah.
I guess I could go for that. Look, I'm never critical of what somebody does to look better, particularly when guys do something with their hair because it's tough and all. I'm all on board with it. Unless they're a phony and then they're wearing the toupee and then, you know, criticizing others, then I go after them. All right. But, Dan, here's something from my old Mike Johnson. He's on Outnumbered today, justifying why he's saying Republicans shouldn't do town halls. Dan must have loved this. He was getting in there. Oh, go, Mike, go. Because
no, I hate this reasoning, to be quite honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I differ in the reasoning. I think it's a good idea to stay away from town halls, but not for this reason.
Okay, let's hear Mike Johnson.
But with regard to the town halls, look, I mean, we have Republicans who want to go out and be among their constituents and hear their concerns and dialogue with them. It's a big part of the job. But the problem is they're being ambushed right now by what are some, in many cases, paid protesters. You've got George Soros-funded groups. They're very well organized. That's one thing Democrats do very well, is this organization, right? And they go in, they go an hour or two early before the event, they fill all the seats, and so the actual constituents of these Republican members can't actually make it into the arenas, and so it's not a productive dialogue at all. They're just walking into an ambush. So we've encouraged our members to think thoughtfully about that. There are a lot of ways now with technology to be in constant dialogue with your constituents. You can do telephone town halls and get 10,000 people on the phone at the same time. You can have small group meetings with...
All right, so I can I give you an example as to what my point is here, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you have Mike Johnson here who's making excuses, and I hate this. I don't think he's being honest here. He's saying, oh, protesters are going to come, because just a few questions later, he's asked by Marie Harf here to – and this is – we talked about this earlier, so let me set the full context. I was differing from you because you say get out there, you know, face the protesters, do whatever you got to do. My thing is I don't think they have – answers to a lot of questions that are going to be asked. And Mike Johnson himself finds himself in that moment here on Fox News. Take a listen.
Look, I worked in the federal government for 10 years. There are certainly ways it could be more efficient. This is moving fast and breaking things and hurting a lot of people in the process. And the government shouldn't be in the business of firing a veteran who served their country for 20 years and then having to fix it later. I don't trust that it will fix it later. I just don't. And you can come up, look, there are a lot of comical things that President Trump mentioned in the State of the Union that you mentioned about the government was spending money on. A lot of things that are getting cut are cancer research.
All right, I answered that yesterday. Okay, I answered
but
that
But I just wanted to get to Mike Johnson's response. Because
I'm sorry, it's hard to hear, but it's true.
Children with cancer, that's just one. So we can talk about cuts, but doing it this way hurts Americans. It's irresponsible. And quite frankly, that's why you see not just paid protesters, with all due respect, some constituents in Republican districts who are coming to these town halls and saying, I'm a veteran. I lost my job. I have come to work every day. How can you? And Elon Musk makes millions of dollars every day from the American government.
So how would you respond to it, Tom, if someone came to you at a town hall?
What I'm going to go back with, what I said it should have been done on the grand scale. Well, first of all, you get somebody telling the story. You have to come up one at a time with a microphone. They don't get to hold the microphone. You do. I'm just giving you the ground rules to make this effective. On the cancer thing, okay, if they want to say we're taking away money for research, kids, cancer, Dan, I answered that. And I know some listeners don't like this. They think ignore it. No. Appoint someone who's dogged, is going to run this stuff down, is going to provide to each Republican the facts on that. And if they have cut something in that area that might be questionable, shore that up. I also said, don't be cutting the FAA. Don't cut it for now, particularly in this manner, because you're going to have difficulty. With the veterans thing, I would also be careful with that one for the same reason. When we're dealing with veterans, if you make a mistake and you're cutting a veteran, then have to go back, that's a big problem. So I hear your point. You're afraid they don't know what's been cut and what's not cut.
Well, they don't. And I don't
think that's on everything, though, Dan. I mean,
You can't have this as your response. Here's Mike Johnson's response to the question, Don.
I just think it's irresponsible and harmful.
Stay tuned, because it's going to be corrected. And
it's not a political winner to say that. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with that. But it is, Dan, fine to say, I don't know if that's factual or not. I'm going to get an answer on that. And I'm going to put it out to constituents through whatever mechanism they use. And you have to do it. You can't know every single thing because of what's going on here. All right? But you may be in the camp that this is impossible to do. I'm not. Or maybe you're in the camp that says, why would we do that? We're winning. Well, remember, the midterms are coming up. And midterms, historically, are difficult for the party in power. And this is a very close thing. So if you want to keep on winning, you don't say just because, you know, be like the Eagles. We're the world champions. Go to hell with their fans. No, you still try to ingratiate them, but you have more clout because you're the world champions. You're still trying to cultivate. Think of Scott Presler. He doesn't say go away to anybody here. That's the tactic. You have to continue to do this. So I agree with you. Mike Johnson saying, well, that's going to be corrected. It's like, oh, God. Look, Mike Johnson is not an inspirational figure here. I mean, how many times on the Doge money and the type of stuff, he just says something that's essentially away.
So this is where I'd go then.
Yeah.
Because I think if you went up there and you had these questions, I think you would handle it well. You know, there's a lot of, you talk about all the time, you know, the strategy of Newt Gingrich and all those types.
Yep.
Mike Johnson can't do that. I don't think he has the political prowess to get up there and step around those types of questions. And I think there are a lot of politicians out there who might feel the same way, or Mike Johnson himself, because he doesn't think he can do it himself, doesn't think others can do it as well. So maybe that's where his standpoint comes from.
But you're saying in a couple weeks they should do the town halls.
Yes. Yeah. I think once everything's kind of – everything's so up in the air right now as Doge investigates. Okay. Once Doge kind of – reveals more of its investigation and answers these questions about some funding that probably shouldn't have been cut, I think it's a hard position to be in for these politicians with their constituents.
Right, then what I would do is, okay, I can compromise. I'd set a timeline saying how fast these developments are.
Yep.
I need to button all this up. The next town hall will be X. But come on, Dan, I'm in shock that Brian Fitzpatrick has not done it, according to the Buckskin
Courier Times. Yeah, that's ridiculous. How many years?
Well, 2017, so we're dealing with close to 8 years.
Yeah, it's tough.
You can't not do in-person town halls. You got to mix it up with these people. And I get they're obnoxious, this individual. And a lot of them are women activists screaming about stuff, code pink type of people. And it's organized. Some of them are paid. I get that. So we're just going to shut down, though, because these are the tactics. Oh, we could do a tele-town hall. You're sitting there with a phone. Is that a town hall? And don't we, as Republicans, as conservatives, don't we want to mix it up with these people? You don't? Give me a break. That's part of life. You want to mix it up. Bring it on here. I could live with Dan's, though. Look, stuff's so breaking, middle of April, something like that. Set a timeline. We're going to do a big town hall. I'll have more information, but it is fine at a certain point. We're dealing with reasonable people who are going to look at this and say, look, answered a lot of questions here. We don't have the answer on the spot on that one, but then you have to follow through, get the answer. The one thing you can't do is let them have the mic or anything like that. And you have to have security here if they're just shouting a person down to take them out. That's fine. And to say you're going to take them out. I've been through it. Art museum. Women bringing stuff in their bra to take out placards to put across the thing, sneaking it in. What kind of stuff is this? And I, you know how I am, I'm pro-police, but not these civil affairs police. They said, well, we're going to give each one of them a minute to just make their case. And there was like 100 of them. Buddy, I'm here for an hour event with the governor in the art museum. You're not going to do that. What are you talking about? So these things can be difficult. But to Dan's point, Mike Johnson, not good at this. This isn't good enough. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit us on the side question, too. Give us somebody who had a great second act, either in their career or into another career. All right, time to your Dano show. I'm not making this story up. I put it in my opener today. Dan didn't hear it, though. There is a Canadian state senator who wants to fight for charity for the honor of Canada, Don Trump Jr.
Really?
And I advised my guy that I talked with on Don Trump, did you know this fact? This guy lost a charity fight to Justin Trudeau.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Don, take him on here, man. I have his name somewhere. I think it's Bronzini or something. Something with a B. Yeah.
Do you really think that Don Jr. can fight?
Yeah.
He looks in shape, you know, from the event we did.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen him in anything where I could tell, you know, what he can do. But, Dan, if you've lost to Justin Trudeau, so if you just...
How does Justin... Really?
Yes.
Like Justin Trudeau doesn't look like he can throw a punch. Yeah.
Exactly. So maybe there's some footage. We'll put it up on YouTube of Justin Trudeau fighting this guy. If I find his name here, it begins with...
I just pulled up. It's Brizeau. Patrick Brizeau of Quebec.
Yeah. See if you can find anything of him fighting Justin Trudeau. There's got to be footage somewhere.
So, yeah. Wow.
There is?
No, I don't. I'm looking up for footage now, but I got the tweet up here, and he says, "Dear Donald Trump Jr., I once had a boxing match with Justin Trudeau and lost. I know, I still can't believe it myself, but I no longer smoke and I've been sober for 5 years in light of these bogus terrorists from President Trump from the United States to Canada. I challenge you to a fight," being Donald Trump Jr., "to raise money for cancer research or an organization of your choosing. Our countries don't want to be at war, but we can fight to raise money. I'm in if you are. P.S. Terrorists have nothing to do with fentanyl. It has to do with oil, freshwater, minerals, resources in our Arctic, just to name a few."
All right. Well, at least it's not a duel. You know, we've had things with a duel there. Of people saying, let's have a duel then. No, John Trump Jr. looks fine to me. I'm trying to picture him fighting, though, you know, and I don't know what he's done around that. But Dan, I got to get footage. You know, I've been busy today doing the other
show. I have footage.
Oh, you have footage?
Yeah.
Oh, in the next hour, we've got to show some of this with Justin Trudeau.
Wait, some of the punches and all?
Yeah, how bad is this guy? You heard what he said. He was a big smoker and drinker.
Once again, the pugilist from Papineau. A man who needs no introduction. Justin Trudeau.
Hi, this is on YouTube. Yeah. Right? Or not
yet. We'll get it next hour on YouTube.
How does Trudeau look?
Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, real young. Does 2012.
Does he throw a punch, Justin Trudeau?
No.
Yeah. And this guy lost.
He's got a nice bicep tat there, too.
Oh, he does? Yeah.
Is it
a Fidel Castro?
It's the Cuban flag.
Is it?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, what is that? We need to know what that is. We'll unearth this. We got some great YouTube stuff today, too. This Rose Lorio, the woman who looks beyond bizarre, even for Democrats. Yeah, she is. I don't know what happened to her from Connecticut. Let's play that now so I don't forget. And then we'll get to Linda Kearns. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. Here's Rose Lorio. You know this woman instantly. One of the Democrats that really sticks out. She's in the middle of all the stuff. And she looks, it's not just unattractive. It's bizarre to make yourself look like that. But they've been getting coaching to reach Gen Z. That's what we're told.
Poor coaching.
Yeah, Adam Schiff is using a lav mic now, and that makes him different. Watch this and listen to this. This is not a parody. This is the real person trying to reach younger voters.
Yo, this is the ranking Rizzler on appropriations, serving Connecticut's 3rd district.
Just call yourself the Rizzler.
It's time
yes.
to enter your dark academia Congress era. All right, besties.
Oh, no.
House appropriation is besties. The money moves in Congress. We are not chasing the bag. We are the bag.
The bag.
Why are we using a No Doubt song from the 90s,
too? Democrats are making life smoother through government funding. It's giving. It's giving it. So Sigma, main character
oh,
energy.
Oh, no.
But Republicans Project 2025
she just ruined all these terms for teenage boys
sucks.
Out there.
Yes. Eliminating the Department of Education? Negative aura points. Basically, the biggest phantom tax on the environment, on your education, and your rights. Big L, posting it online, buddy. Democrats understood the assignment, but go off. See how I keep you informed? Very cutesy, very demure.
Oh, my God.
And Dan, to your point, how hard it is.
That might be the worst.
You know, Henry is closer than it, but I mean, it's almost,
I've ever seen.
It's almost impossible to try to get that language right, and then to have somebody articulate it, unless they're
no. If you're above the age of 20, you shouldn't even try.
No, exactly, and you may be right. That's the language of teenage boys. It's not even Gen Z or whatever they're trying to do there.
Henry, do you use Riz? Like in your daily vernacular?
Maybe not daily, but I use a couple of those words. I guess.
How about besties?
Take the L.
No. Yeah, take an L, pal.
Take an L. The bag. We're not.
Yeah,
get the bag.
Care the bag.
You are a bag. My God, this is what they're trying. This after the fighter thing. Now, we'll put up in the next hour the White House response to this, I think, was quasi-effective. The Democrat women all saying they're fighters. The White House put up who the true fighters are. But we're also working on this. Can you imagine losing to Justin Trudeau? Now, Don Trump Jr.'s got more to lose in this, you know, because he's the name. This guy's a nobody in Canada. But if he lost to Justin Trudeau, that's almost impossible
that's
to believe.
No, that's a wraps on the career. You got to disappear from the public eye.
Yeah, right.
YouTube.com/@WPHT. Please go like, subscribe, get notifications. We'll have some footage of the fight.
Yeah, and he could slap Justin Trudeau, it looks like to me. Now, he looks a little bit sturdier now than he did then. But my God, you got to love this stuff, though. I don't think he'll do it, but it would be fun. All right, coming up, Linda Kearns, Democrats Now. Remember I told you this about a month ago? A couple people contacted me. What do listeners think? Democrats might want to make a deal. Tighter voter ID, but they want something. I don't think Linda Kearns would do anything with them. Some of these things I'm a little bit wary of, too. Remember Act 77, what the Republicans did.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.